USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With just days to go before the election, both campaigns are pulling out all the stops to reach voters. At a rally in Michigan, former President Barack Obama told supporters why he feels Joe Biden will make a great president.
And that sense of decency and empathy, the belief in hard work and family and faith, the belief that everybody counts, that's who Joe is.
Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence was in North Carolina talking to supporters about the administration's economic accomplishments.
Who do you really think can bring the American economy all the way back and then some in 2021? A career politician who spent 47 years in Washington, D.C., raising taxes, growing government, stifling our economy under regulation and economic surrender on trade, or a proven job creator who's driving the greatest economic recovery in American history?
USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
U.S. Special Forces have rescued a kidnapped American citizen in Western Africa.
U.S. Special Forces rescued 27-year-old American Philip Walton from armed kidnappers in northern Nigeria Saturday. Walton was kidnapped Tuesday by AK-47 armed men at his home in Niger's Masalta village. His wife, younger daughter, and brother were left behind at the kidnapping scene. U.S. officials said no U.S. troops were hurt in the operation.
And it was something that had to get done because they were playing with American citizens. We can't let that happen.
A Niger diplomat said Walton is now at the U.S. Ambassador's residency in Niamey. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A super typhoon has made landfall in the Philippines. Typhoon Goni hit the eastern side of the island nation with winds of 140 miles an hour and torrential rainfall. More than 1 million people were evacuated from the path of the storm. The country's main international airport in the capital of Manila was also closed ahead of the typhoon's landfall. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One issue that has not been discussed very often on the campaign trail is the cost of child care. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Kerry Kroenke of Care.com tells us their survey of over 2,000 parents revealed those who pay for child care indicated it was a big enough issue that it would determine which candidate would get their vote.
Well, we found that 89% of our respondents said that child care policy will influence how they vote. We really feel like COVID and the pandemic has really shown a light on how critical child care is to getting people back to work and making the economy run. And we're seeing that 40% of people said that it was very important to have a strong child care policy, which is up from closer to 30% prior to the pandemic.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
After destroying the first known nest in the country earlier this week, agriculture officials in Washington have captured two live Asian giant hornet queens. The insects, better known as murder hornets, are a serious threat to pollinating honeybee populations and were first seen in the U.S. in July. Researchers from the Washington Department of Agriculture were able to capture the queens after digging further into the tree that contained the nest that was eradicated earlier in the week. Scientists say they plan to continue to study the queens and the remnants of the nest to try to find a way to control the insect's population and protect honeybees. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.